It's Friday, October 1st, 2010, in Oroville. Today's news includes a few announcements and an excerpt of an interview with Dr. Eric Pearl of Reconnective Healing fame. First, a look at the weather. There's a chance of rain tonight. The temperature range is 26 to 31 degrees Celsius. The humidity creates a 36 degree heat index, but winds are southeasterly, 18 kilometers per hour. Dr. Eric Pearl gave a 2.5-day seminar last weekend. Two Orovillians were among the attendees, and my great good fortune to be one of them, which presented the opportunity to interview Dr. Pearl for Oroville Radio, as well as becoming a reconnective healer. Listen now to an excerpt of Eric's interview, which will be broadcast in its entirety next week.
How does the body heal? It's not that chemicals don't play a role, but what triggers them? Where's the guidance? For whatever purpose we're here on the planet, as spirit having our physical experience, our body is our vehicle that allows us in many ways to optimize the experience, to live it to the fullest. To do that, we have in place here as beautifully designed self-healing, self-organizing, self-regenerating organisms for which light plays that role. And yet, part of our gift here may well be to recognize that we are all one. We are all not even just connected, but we're all one. And one way to see that is to learn to struggle through the illusion of separation that we've chosen to have this experience in, the one that causes us to actually have to look at who we are, to observe and discover, and recognize that we are here to help others in their healing and their evolution, their involvement.
Tomorrow night, another Johnny play. These plays are written, rather thought up, by the children of Oroville, along with the big children Johnny, Jesse, Jana, and Mukta, who play along as they assist, with all hands involved in the music, the dialogue, costumes, lighting, makeup, and you name it. The drama and humor of it all is seemingly unsurpassed, but with each new production, another memorable hit emerges. That's tomorrow night, Saturday, October 2nd, 8 p.m. at Visitor Center. Entry Service finds it necessary to announce that their appointment book is so full, no more appointments will be made for the next 3 months. Apologies and gratitude for everyone's patience and understanding. Here's one of Sri Aurobindo's aphorisms. An opinion is neither true nor false. It may be of service or it may be a disservice. It's a creation of time, and so with time it loses its effect and value. Be not the fool of opinion. See wherein its opposite and contradiction are also true. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone. Have you any questions, comments? Please feel free to contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.